This time of the year when when you have two guys on injury list, Alshon Jeffery, of course, is getting better. You know that he'll be out for a while still. And Matt Spaeth was limited. You're in pretty good shape, which we are, which makes it, you know, a little bit tougher on game day when you have everybody available for you. So guys really have to put a lot into practice to earn that uniform to be able to play. We have that at a couple of positions. Tennessee, 3-5 record. Lost a tough one last week. For us, it seemed like forever since we were on the road. I know last time we were on the road, we had a great crowd that went with us, and it's always tough when you go on the road, but we'll need to get a win to finish up this fourth quarter for us, have a chance to, you know, go undefeated, to win all the games in the fourth game of the second quarter. It's pretty important for us. You know, playing a Tennessee team, you know what you're getting. We talk a lot about getting off the bus, running the football. They have an excellent rushing attack. When you have two Hall of Fame offensive line coaches with their expertise being that, you know what's in store as far as rushing the football. Matt Hasselbeck, it's been seemed like every year I've been in the league, we played against him when he was in Green Bay, of course, went to Seattle, and now in Tennessee, but he's playing the same type of football, just a good football player. So, again, big challenge for us. I'll take your question. Yes, it does. But when you have a definite one, you want to make sure that you get your one receiver, his reps, his plays, his passes, which we are doing. But, no, we definitely want to get others involved. Our second receiver to really step up, getting the tight end involved. We did that last week. You know, our tight end is Kellen Davis last week, you know, big play to really get momentum going for us. And we have an excellent catcher also, pass catcher in Matt Forte, who can, whether it's splitting him out, throwing him to him out of the backfield, normally it's a good thing if we're getting him the ball anyway. Well, yeah, first off, you won't. That's a good thing to be saying about your quarterback when most games come down to how you perform in that fourth quarter. He has been outstanding in those situations. We just need to take that mindset, of course, to the first quarter, and that's what we're working on. Let's talk about trick-or-treating a little bit. One of the bad things, if there is, about your kids growing up is you don't get a chance to go trick-or-treating an awful lot. We have a grandson coming before long, so I can't wait for him to get here and grow up real quick so I can go trick-or-treating with him. Anything else on trick-or-treating?